God of love, you have spoken to us again, and we thank you that we can speak to you in prayer. We thank you, O God, that we are able to speak, for speech and hearing, for sight and touch, for smile and frown, for hug and kiss. We bless you for our great spiritual teachers and seers, artists and poets, composers and hymn writers, for prophets and mystics, for our Jewish Christian story, for the faith that leads from Abraham to Jesus and from Jesus to the congregation of Capar, for the word of Christ still abroad in our lives, confronting us in our evasions, defending us in our temptations, lifting us up when we fall. O wisdom utterly beyond us, yet for us. Love utterly above us, yet ever beside us. Beauty utterly transcending our comprehension, but not beyond our adoration. We thank you for your fatherly care, which has spared us through the years, though you did not spare your own son. For our sake you gave him up to the sorrow of death, that by his dying death's power would be destroyed, and by his rising we would be raised to the life eternal. Almighty God, we remember the church at this time of our Saviour's passion, in this season of Lent. Confirm the faith of all who trust your name. May those who have the Spirit never be dispirited, and those who have given their hearts to you never lose heart, nor doubt your power to save. Merciful God, whose Son tasted the bitterness as well as the sweetness of life, hear us today from all who are tried and tested by suffering, those who bear a cross too heavy for their strength, those who in their need feel forsaken, and we remember especially today all the families who have been affected by the tragedy in Florida. We remember those who have lost their lives and those who have been maimed for life and those who know that their life will never be the same again. And we pray for their comfort and their help. We pray for nations at war, for families divided. May all who work for others' good be strengthened by your Spirit and blessed with tenderness and skill. And so may they help and heal those who are hurt and whose need is felt and shared with heaven itself. For those who worry about themselves and those who are anxious about others. For those who are tested beyond their faith and those who day by day survey their life and feel they are in a wilderness, alone and threatened. For any beside us now, for those we have left at home, whose need we know, whose want we feel as if we're our own, we pray for them, that they may feel your power present and know your help is close at hand. And we pray also for ourselves, and in the quiet of this morning hour and lovely sanctuary, and in the silence of our own hearts, we lay our lives before you now and all our need. And we give to you the life that first you gave to us. We long to follow in our Saviour's steps and share his life as he shared ours, and at the last, through death, to claim the crown of life eternal and to fulfil the wondrous purpose of your love for each one of us. Hear and answer our prayers, O God, for the sake of that same Son, your beloved, our Saviour Christ. Amen.